World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, good morning. Let me click my heels here. There's no place like home. 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 You're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. No, I'm not in Kansas anymore, but I am back in Ohio, getting my feet under me a little bit. I got to make a confession. Okay. I'm whipped. You know, Steve Deck, God bless Steve Deck. He spent some time yesterday when we got back, really doing some research on the not a pole barn. I hate to use that term, but the building that we're getting the process of putting together. Steve put a lot of time and effort and energy in it to get in that. We got back yesterday and he was driving down the road, going to visit with some builder. And he came walking out of the bedroom this morning and he said, I'm whipped. And you know, folks, can I confess to you today? I'm whipped. It's a good whip, but I'm whipped nonetheless. Michelle's whipped. And, you know, part of it's the afterglow of when you get back from an event like we just went through and the high of being there with everybody and all the energy and everything that goes on. And just to come home, I was going to mow today. You know, Sky High needs mowed. My yard needs mowed. Everything, you know, life goes on, doesn't it? So I came home and I was going to mow and I looked out the window and it's pouring down rain today. So it doesn't look like I'm mowing. Probably a good thing. Lord's merciful. Not let us get worn out. One of the things I have to start doing, I don't know how to do this. This really applies to all of us. We got to be folks, listen to me. We got to find some replacements. I'm 68 years old now. I don't feel like it. I do sometimes. But for the most part, I still feel like a pretty young guy. But 5 years from now, I'll be 73. Can I be doing what I'm doing? Can I go down and do what we did down in Louisiana and then come home and catch my breath and jump in a car and drive to Pennsylvania? How long can a guy continue to do that? We have to begin to actively recruit some younger men. We have to do it, men. We have to actively begin to recruit some younger men. And I got some ideas and some solutions and maybe how we can go about doing that. But we got to do it. We can't just sit around and hope that maybe that they're going to get it. We can't do that. Now, also, hey, it's like this. I'm not making this up. Steve Deck, can you turn on your phone a minute?
Yeah, man.
Because this is the heart of it. Steve's talking yesterday to this guy who maybe is going to help build whatever we call it. The Steve Deck Center or the Roger Weaver Center or whatever the thing we're going to build down there. And Steve was asking him about quality of building, right? And Steve, what did he say to you? Tell these folks what he said when you asked him about the materials.
Right. He said, if you want a cheap building, I'm not your guy. And also he's got standards and there's things he will not compromise on design. And which is good, you know. He takes pride in his work, and that's what we're looking for. Just like I take pride in my work, also. I mean, we're both builders, and you know, we talk the same language, and the conversation went really well. You know,
but Steve, tell him what he said about the rapture.
Oh, he goes. Before I asked if he was Amish, he goes. Listen, how long do you want this building to last? If you only want it to last for the rapture and go cheap, he says, go with this design here. It's good for 50 years. And he says, if you think you're going to get raptured out in 5 to 10 years.
Isn't that something, folks? So the builder says, if you believe in the rapture, here, we'll do a cheapie. If you believe what's going to be here a while, If you believe we're going to be here a while, then we're going to invest a little bit more money. And you know what my answer was, right? We're building this sucker to last 1,000 years. That's what we're doing. That's my response to it. If the rapture comes, somebody's going to get a nice building. That's the way I see it. So, boy, I'm all over the place. I'm worn down. Okay, I'm a little bit tired. So bear with me. Hey, listen, I got to show you this. This is kind of off the grid here. Okay, Rochelle, I wish I could come right through there and give you a big old hug. Because on the airplane yesterday, my wife handed me this and said, by the way, we were almost home when she handed it to me. I was sitting there. I didn't have anything to read. And here she had it stuffed down into one of her bags. And she handed me this. I said, what's that? She said, oh, that's what Rochelle handed out. I said, what? And I started reading this. Rochelle, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Now, come in here a minute, Rochelle. And what is what? Tell people what this thing is and how do they get them? And by the way, Rochelle, did you put this together by yourself? Did you actually do this? Because, folks, here's what it is. It's a at the center of what we do, we talk about lies, right? Everything's lies, 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 lies. And Rochelle breaks down evolution and how. Come on in, Rochelle, talk about it. Did you do all this by yourself?
Good morning, Coach. I came to know that there was a creator, I really had to make sure that I went down every single rabbit hole. I learned about history. I learned so much crammed into like a 2-year period. And I have this notebook that's about 3 inches thick. I kept notes in and I would check my sources and I just kept going on and on. And eventually I came to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm sure now that the God of the Bible is the God of creation and there's no way out of it. I can't keep living the way I'm living and, you know, want to be on his good list. Let me just put it that way. And I realized what kept me from him for so long was the lies that were told from day one. So I tried to pick out some big ones and attack them first, because these lies, what they do is they keep people separate from their creator. They keep you thinking, maybe only some of this is true, or maybe it's, you know, what do they call it? Hyperbole, or, you know, they make up all of these things. And no, it's true. It's word for word true. If it's.
Folks, let me stop you a second, Rochelle. Listen, friends, if you have a homeschooler, if you're part of a homeschool co-op, if you have your own child, I don't care, get your own child. You have got, I don't do this very often. You got to get this thing. Now, Rochelle, I don't know how we get it to them. This is unbelievable, friends. As it just walks and pokes the holes in the lies of all this crap that they've been telling us. Salvation, the God of the Bible, in less than an hour, Rochelle put this together.
It's easy to get if you want to just download it yourself. It's only, I think I kept it at maybe 28 pages. But if you go to Sacred Word Publishing.
Pull that up there, Spence, if you could, real quickly.
Okay, and then they've got a free resource page. And I think it's all the way at the bottom.
So, that right there. Folks, so, Rochelle, they can go and download this thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's free. I have some hard copies that I could mail out to people if they really can't print this up, but that's the quickest and easiest way to get it.
Folks, it's unbelievable. Trust me on this one. It's not very big. It's not very big at all. And it's really, really short and to the point and explains. Wow. Really good.
Thank you, Coach.
No, don't thank you. I had no, you know, I just kind of picked it up and I was thumbing through it. And the next thing I know, I was about 18 pages into it. Oh my goodness. Is this ever good? So there you are, folks. There you are. Get that thing. You get that. Hey, Rochelle, do you have money invested in this? You're not trying to hawk a book. I understand that. It says, because I look at the page here, it says donate. Is that to the website or what? What, Rochelle? How does this work, Rochelle?
That donate, that's just for these lovely people here at Sacred Word Publishing. Let me use their platform to give that out as a free resource. He's amazing. That's Zen Garcia. He's amazing. If you don't have, that's for him, his page, his products. Check him out too. He's got some really insightful connections to the Bible as well.
Okay. Sacredwordpublishing.com. And then you scroll down, clear down to the bottom. The guy.
Hey, Rochelle, well done. So, and I think that gives everyone a quick idea, Coach. If we could go there, support him and place free literature there. Through his process. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's really, really, it's really, Rochelle, pat on the back. Big pat on the back. This is really, really something. Hey, are you guys hearing me? This is really something. Go there, folks. I'm sorry, Spence. What did you say, bud? Okay, they lost me. I guess they lost me for a second there. Anyway, thanks, Rochelle. I'm getting one to Steve Deck. How do we get hard copies of it, Rochelle?
I don't know. I sent you an email asking for a good address. I already have a pack for you. I would have given you, but your wife said you were already over the weight limit on the plane. So I'm going to mail
about
you.
My belly. I thought you were talking about my belly. Oh, okay.
It's no.
Okay. Cool. All right. Folks, it's really, really good. It's really good. So go there and check that thing out. It's really, listen, get this. We are losing the battle with our young kids. We're losing the battle. We're losing the battle right there. And Rochelle goes through this thing and starts at the very, very beginning. How long are we going to continue to permit our children to be taught lies about evolution? Evolution is a theory. It is not proven, and you know this, don't you, that if it were true, they would have invested every cent they had to destroy God. If evolution was true, they would have already, they have dug and 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 dug for evidence to prove there is no God, and they can't find it. They can't find it. Yet, they teach our children in school that there is no God, and we evolved from monkeys, and it isn't true. And some of the questions that Rochelle asks in this little, it's amazing. So there you go. Hey, that's all I can do is tell you about it. All right. That's all I can do is tell you about it. And then help me out here, man, folks. Let me cover some real quick stuff here. Go down to bottom, Spence. Okay. Click on Toto's Army down to bottom. So this, how many raise your hand if you've heard of Professor Toto? Anybody ever watch him on the internet? Professor Toto. Now, Professor Toto, he showed up down in, he was down there with us. Most of you maybe didn't even know he was there. His real name is Shane Vaughn. And Shane Vaughn showed up down in New Orleans, Louisiana. And he does a daily show. I've watched him casually. I'm not a faithful watcher of Shane Vaughn, Professor Toto. I'd be honest, I'm not. But I knew who he was. And I went over and I introduced myself to him, and he was very, very kind, very, very generous. So Steve Deck and Michelle and I, we spent a little bit, we had a little bit of extra time on what day would that have been? Wednesday, I think it was. And we drove down to Port St. Louis to jump in the, swim a little bit in the ocean, put our feet in the sand. What's that song, Michelle? I got my heels in the sand, whatever. So we did that for a couple hours just to refresh. And on the way home, we're driving through Waveland, Mississippi. And I said, whoa, Waveland, Mississippi. Waveland? I was at Waveland during some of our hurricane relief. I've been to Waveland, Mississippi. And I said, wait, isn't that where Professor Toto's from? And so we jumped on the internet real quick and Googled Professor Toto, and of course the information pops up and contact information, and it told us to contact it, and we were like a mile and a half away from it. So we pulled in. I said, Steve, what should we go? He said, yeah, let's go. So we pulled into Professor Toto's church, greeted at the door by his father-in-law and mother-in-law. And the professor was all, of course, he wasn't, folks, I'm the same way, okay? I have to be prudent in who I let come in my house. You guys understand that, right? People show up all the time, and they don't, but they could. And so his father-in-law and mother-in-law kind of acted like guards, and we talked to them, and it didn't take them long to understand we were the real deal. And so Sean was getting, he was in the process of getting ready to do a show. So he was down the road. He couldn't break away, but I got on the phone with Professor Toto. I'd spoken to him when we were in New Orleans. I had spoken to him then, but it was loud and he didn't really remember. So I had a great conversation with him, told him what we're trying to do, yada, yada, yada. And here, go to the next one, Spencer. It says Army of Patriots events. He's coming to Canton, Ohio. Hey, folks, Professor Toto's coming to Canton, Ohio on, is it a Monday? The 27th of June from 1 until 6. He's doing what we're trying to do. See, this is the amazing thing that's going on. The Lord is making connections beyond what we can ever imagine. The Lord is putting together a team. We're not all playing together now. Okay, we're not all playing together. But Professor Toto is coming. Shane Vaughn is coming to Canton, Ohio, and I'm gone. Now, hey, Stephanie, you folks up there in that area, I'm gone. I'm gone. Why? Because I want to be able to make sure that we have a person-to-person, face-to-face impact on that. He knows that we're serious about what we do. He's going because he has about a quarter of a million followers on YouTube.
You're assembling, right? Coach. You're assembling.
We're assembling. Right. We're assembling. But Stephanie, yeah, Stephanie, let's do it. Oh, any of you that are up there, anybody around here would like to go up there? It's $50 for this all day thing at this pizza place. I'm sure they're going to feed us and all that kind of stuff. But we'll get a chance to personally fellowship, meet. Look, I'm not a stargazer or a star chaser. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the assembling, as Mark just said. He needs to know us, and we need to know him. And this was already scheduled for him to be here in Canton, Ohio. And I'm just saying publicly, I'm going. Now, he doesn't know me from Adam. I talked to him on the phone. In fact, when we hung up the phone, I said, listen, we have to reconnect. And he said, Coach, sooner rather than later. So I'm going to call him again today and put another bug in his ear and tell him I'm going to be there. And I'm just trying to make all of you aware. Here's what I said to my wife. We are flying so close to the flame. Do you guys get this? Do you get this? Do you understand who, not just you guys, God bless you guys.
YouTube channel.
Do you understand who was at that event down in New Orleans? Do you understand who those people were? Do you understand Alan Keyes came? Judge Roy Moore. Could you, if you wanted to, get even one of those guys to show up at an event? And they were all there. But why? Because we are flying close to the flame. Oh man, if you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you.
Candace Keller, Coach. Candace,
I spoke to Candace again. Listen, we are so close to the flame. Friends, it is not about stargazing. It's not about chasing internet sensations. That's not what it's about. Listen to me. The new heroes of this movement are Professor Toto's. They're not the Joel Osteen's. They're not the focus on the fan. They aren't the one. Folks, there's an unbelievable seismic, is that the right word? Shift going on in the body of Christ. And it's moving away from these guys who have sold us out to the guys who are fighting to restore the Republic. That's what's going on.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
It's happening as sure as I'm sitting behind this phone. It's happening. And the connections that the Lord is making, can you imagine the people I can connect Professor Toto to? Can you imagine the people he can connect us to? Why? Because God is assembling something for this time and for this place. So I just throw this out there to all of you, anybody in the Ohio area that wants to go, email me, say, Coach, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. And I'll make a reservation. In fact, Mark Trump, I'll say that. Whoop. Anyway, hey, if you want to go, we'll get it covered. We'll get your $50 covered. Now, listen, I'm not asking you to drive all the way from Oklahoma. If you want to, fine. But you don't have to. But for those of us who are close, if we were to show up and say, hey, Professor Toto, here's who we are. We are Coach Dave Huddle. It's going to catch his eye because he is driving Revival of the Republic. He is making these tours trying to find other, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to be repetitive, right? So if you want to go, let me know. I'm going. And it would be good to some of you. Okay, I've really rambled and rattled here. Bobby Lee has an event this weekend. Are you in here, Bobby? Can you pull that up for us real quick, Spence? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm here, Coach.
Okay, Bobby, yes. go ahead and give us the once-over. I'm working on a transportation issue. Bobby, there are no rental cars. Folks, I'm telling you, there are no cars to be rented. Something crazy is going on. I don't know what it is that's going on. I don't know what it's going on. I used to be able to rent a car. When we go places, our ministry, I usually rent a car if it's a long distance because the last thing I want is to get out there and my car to break down. So I rent a car for just for security, safety reasons. I used to rent cars. I'm talking 2 years ago before the pandemic. I used to rent a car for $17 a day. I could rent a car for $100 from Friday until Monday. Do you know what they are to rent cars now? I was just in New Orleans, and I rented a car for 4 days. I had to have a car. It was $500 to rent a car for 4 days. I had no choice. So I get back home. I say, listen, I got to go to Pennsylvania this weekend. I'm going to rent a car because I always do. I'm thinking, okay, $100, maybe $120. I'll rent a car. No, there aren't even any cars. You cannot rent a car. They are out of cars. Stop a minute. What the hell is going on? Something is going on, friends. I don't know what it is. And Larry, before the show, Larry said something about the Chinese and they can't get new cars because of the electronics. See, we have farmed out so much of our production that we've lost control of it. See, we're not in control of it anymore. Why is plywood going from $25 a sheet to $100 a sheet? What is going on? Can I tell you what's going on? We have farmed out. We Americans have farmed out all of our stuff for cheaper labor, cheaper prices. And now those who have been making all that stuff, boom, they got control of us. Can anybody smarter than me explain that? Because that's what I think is going on. In fact, Steve was talking to the guy yesterday about building a pole barn. He said, what'd he say, Steve? The prices have gone up 4 times or something like that? Just since the pandemic?
It's going up ridiculous, 3 times the cost.
So something's going on because it's just a hunk of wood, right? Something crazy going on. Wait a minute, let me get my thing. Somebody got their hand up here. Let me get over to the right page.
Yeah, Coach, you were going to let me describe what's going on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe if I'd shut up a minute. I'm sorry. Bobby, I'm wound up today, man. Go.
Sorry, we need to be wound up. Okay. I'm getting ready to head out now. P.A. Brett's already up there getting things squared away. It's going to be a great weekend. Today we're fellowshipping, shooting some bows, maybe fishing a little bit, whatever else we want to do, interacting. We'll break at 5. Tomorrow we got great speakers all day long, starting at 9. You don't want to miss it. Be there or be square. Anyway, it's going to be awesome. And Sunday we got church service at 9, and we're going to fellowship, and then we'll break at 12 after that. So it's just a continuation. We're riding on the wave of what we just experienced down there in Louisiana.
Listen, I shouldn't say this because my wife will bonk me over the head with something. Anybody interested in going? I'm going to go. Anybody interested in going with me who could drive? I'll buy your gas.
Brett will pick you up, Coach. Brett will pick you up.
Do you have a car, Brett?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk, man. We'll talk, okay? Are you in Ohio again, Brett?
I'm back in Ohio.
Okay.
I don't have a car right now, but God is providing this week. So I'll see you next Tuesday in Dublin.
All right, man. All right. So you're not going to, we'll talk off the air. Okay. So folks, this is going to be a great event in Pennsylvania. If you can make it, that's going on this weekend. We got a lot of great stuff going on. In fact, can I say this honestly? It's I'm sorry. I broke up. I'm sorry. This thing's outgrowing me. But what I mean by that, like I just got home from New Orleans, and now I got to go to Pennsylvania. I don't have to go. I just got home and I get to go to Pennsylvania, and then I'm gonna get back and then I have to go here. There's so much going on. folks. Continue to do it. Continue to do it. You don't need me. I'll come if I can. You don't need me. But we need to begin to assemble the body. I want to be able to pick up the phone and call Joe Silver. And Joe Silver says, yeah, coach, I got five guys. I got five. I call Larry. Larry says, yeah, I got five. This is the type of thing that we need to begin to do. Okay, folks? I got a bunch of everyone again in here. I'll shut up a minute and let you come in. Okay? Catch a breath. Inhale and exhale. Yeah, I'm tired today. I'm tired. Got a lot of stuff. Oh, I got to say this real quick. Sorry. On Sunday, Monday, pull up, Spencer, if you could, pull up. It says David Summerall. Pull that up real quick. Monday morning, David Summerall. Some of you guys know him. Some of you don't know him. Weekend, if at all possible, to go to our writing history. Writing, in other words, correcting history, the journalistic battle of January 6th. David Summerall has put together an unbelievable video, time-stamped, time-coordinated, to show exactly the truth of what happened on January 6th in Washington, D.C. And it exposes that it was all a setup. All the evidence is there in this video. It's posted at our website now. David Summerall is going to join us on Monday to explain this video. But it would do you good this weekend sometime if you can put aside about, I think it's about 25 minutes or whatever, and watch this video. Because I'm promising you, dudes, this thing is going to get banned. It's going to get pulled down. It's going to be whatever. Because this exposes... Hey, do me a favor. How about this one? Play that up real quick, Spence, and go to about the 3-minute mark. And we have a live video of the young girl who was killed. What was her name? Anybody know her name?
Ashley Babbitt.
Anybody know her name? Ashley Babbitt. Just play it a minute, Spence, and see if we don't. They have an interview with Ashley Babbitt as she's just walking down. Isn't this unbelievable? David Summerall somewhere captured this video of her talking to her, explaining why she's going to the Capitol. I'm putting some pressure on Spence to do it. Trust me, it's all in this. Okay? Maybe just a little bit farther. You'll see her walking, Spence. I'm sorry, I should have had this already queued up for you. To do it. And again, folks, this entire video is time stamped so that you'll know exactly when these events are going on. This thing is put together in chronological order. Hey, Spencer, you don't have to worry about it, man, because I got. Okay. It's worth it, folks. So it's on our website. Spencer, if you could put it in the chat, please watch this video sometime this weekend, because the guy who produced it is going to join us on Monday. Okay. Now, Larry asked for 2 minutes. Let me give Larry 2 minutes and then we'll run down the list here. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. Thank you, coach. Yeah. I just want to once again, just encourage everybody in the huddle here and everybody listening to the show live or by podcast or whatever, please fly your flags upside down, be visible, be out there. Let people know what you think, how you feel about the condition of our country, because what's been happening. Not only will it let you voice your feelings through a symbol like that, it will also encourage others who see it. They'll say, man, I'm not alone. There's another one of us. Please fly your flags upside down. Don't give a crap about whether you think somebody's going to come in your yard and break a branch off your tree or something. Do what the right thing is to do. Please.
Folks, listen. And then people say, well, hey, your flag's upside down. Why is it upside down? Say, it's a sign of distress. Our nation is in distress. That's all you have to say to them. Our nation's in distress.
Amen, Larry.
Amen. Amen. Good one, Larry. Come on in, Myra. Let's run down through this here. Now Myra, then Naomi, then Dale. Go ahead.
Good morning, Saints. How are you? Just want to say welcome. I'm glad you're back home, Coach. Thank you to Randy Kay and for a wonderful lunch in Louisiana. Thank you to Brother Dale. Thank you to Brother Craig. Thank you to all of you. And I just want to read Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie. I got to share. Michelle, I'm going to share this. I was talking to Michelle yesterday. The scripture says all things work together for good. Not that all things are good, because we know there are things that happen to you that aren't good. But the promise is all things work together for good. Not for everybody, friends, but for those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And I said to my wife yesterday, we were on the airplane. It just hit me just like a ton of bricks right in the face. How did Michelle and I come together? How did that happen? And then I went back a little bit farther. Michelle's mother crawled out of the hills of Bluefield, West Virginia, down where people don't even have teeth. And how long ago was that? Huh? It was a long time ago, probably in the 1930s, maybe the 1940s. I don't know when her mom crawled out of the hills of Bluefield, West Virginia, or Michelle likes to say Weirton, West Virginia, whatever. They were coal miners. And her mom, through a series of events, crawled out of that mess down there for not a good reason. She had to flee her home. She fled her home, and somehow she ended up in Columbus, Ohio. When her mom ended up in Columbus, Ohio, who knows why, her life upside down, everything a mess, not knowing what she's going to do, where she's going to go. She don't have any idea what's going on. And somehow she meets Charlie Shornack. And she ends up marrying Charlie Shornack. And Charlie Shornack ends up getting married to Annie. And Charlie and Annie produce Michelle. And Michelle bumps into me. And Michelle and I get married, and now we have three children and all these wonderful grandchildren. And you know what? It's only possible because of that horrible thing that happened to Grandma Annie 90 years ago. You guys see this? So we have to trust in the sovereignty of the Lord. If Grandma Annie hadn't had this trauma that happened in her life when she was 14 years old or whatever, we wouldn't be doing this. This is all a product of that. Do you get it? All of you, wherever you are here as a result of somebody's trauma. Probably. Very few of us were born with a silver spoon in our mouth and we're just where we are out of privilege. That's not the truth. We are all here because somebody had something difficult happen to them that forced them to go somewhere, do something, change something. And now I got seven grandchildren and a triple header coming because that all happened. All things work together for good. See, the Lord in all his imminent control saw me sitting right here 100 years ago. Boy, that's mind-blowing, isn't it? Isn't that mind-blowing? Because I'm sitting here, you were in New Orleans. Because I'm sitting here, you're awake. Because I'm sitting here, you're making a difference. Because I'm sitting here, the gospel of the kingdom of God is expanding. No. Not because of me. Because Grandma Annie got in trouble. Is that amazing?
Amen.
That's amazing. Come on in, Naomi.
All right. So back to your replacement and whether or not you can continue doing this 5 years down the road. If an 80-something-year-old woman can gracefully do gymnastics, including the balance beam, then, Coach, you can do anything.
Amen.
The other thing is that I saw, I think it was yesterday, Ashley Babbitt's husband has filed a lawsuit against the people who were involved in his wife's death. So,
yep, that's just something really, really nefarious going on there, folks. And I'm not going to chase that. Hey, just watch the video. Watch the video, Writing History, the Journalistic Battle of January 6th. Bless you, Naomi. Come on in. Hey, Dale. Dale did a great job hosting yesterday. We don't have time. Michelle, my wife, I love my wife. Honey, I love you so much. She left her phone in the rental car. Yes. Michelle's always losing her phone. She left her phone in the rental car. Dale went and got it for us. Dale and Michelle and his kids, what, and his church, unbelievable. God bless you, Dale. And you're a pretty good backup host yesterday. So come on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, you know, the we talked about this. The first thing I want to address is the car rental. I think Jeff needs to take that used car lot and make it into a rental car lot.
Hey, there you go, Jeff. Hey, problem. Jeff, see? There's some money, Jeff. Yeah.
All right, so now we knocked one ball out of the park. The next thing is, brother, you were talking about this. This was down in New Orleans, and Tony Spell talked about that assembling. Man, it was such a revelation. You can buy a jigsaw puzzle, but it's not a picture until you put it together. But, brother, the pieces are coming together. It's getting pretty doggone close. Another thing is, because of those connections, and I know I'm not a big fan of Sean Hannity, but this message needs to go out. There's a possibility that Tony Spell is going to be on Sean Hannity. Now, not to promote Sean Hannity, but that message, where the heck were the stinking churches, right?
Amen.
This clarion call needed to go out. And then my last point, brother, listen, I'm not patting myself on my back. I didn't just meet you in the foxholes. Let's be truthful. My kids were birthed in those foxholes. My kids were out there. Jonathan, my oldest son, was on the platform at 10 years old when Alan Keyes was running for president doing music for him. But the moments before that, my 10-year-old son, and actually when he was 3 years old, was out in front of abortion clinics, rebuking witches and watching their mouths shut up. Brother, let me tell you what. These are the generals. You know, I've not preached a Father's Day message in 5 years. You know why? My kids do. And y'all, and I appreciate the acclimates of my children, but it's not because they're good worshipers on the platform. It's because they're good warriors on the battlefield.
That's where it starts, man. That's where it starts. And by the way, Debbie Perkins, just a second. Debbie, then Luke, then Silver. So listen, we got contacted yesterday. I got contacted yesterday. They were Sean Hannity's show wants Tony Spell's number. So, folks, listen. Would Tony Spell be on Sean Hannity's show if we hadn't shown up?
Nope.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
No way.
No way. No way. Come on in, Debbie.
Well, I wanted to address the rental car thing, number one, because when I came to Ohio the last time and came over to Coach's place, it cost me $700 for that rental car.
Oh,
it was amazing. So yeah. I said, that's it. So I bought a new truck. I just bought a fifth wheel, and I'm about to hit the road so I can go wherever I want. I have my hotel. I have my transportation. But what the rental car place told me was during the pandemic, these rental car companies sold their cars because they had no business. So then when it picks up, they can't get them, just like the dealers, because of the chips. So they're stuck with what they've got. And
wow.
They're so high. In a way, it's kind of price gouging.
Kind of.
So, but anyway, that's my story. I don't have to fly. I don't have to rent a car. Now, my other thing is I need all the brigade people to get bumper stickers so that every time I come to a meeting, I can put one on my fifth wheel. So
amen.
That's my story.
Bless you, Debbie. Bless you. I mean, traveling, it's a pain no matter whether you fly, whatever. God bless you, man. Come on in, Luke, and then Silver.
Hey, Coach. I just want to explain the Morgenthau plan to people. Right after World War II, all the German men were rounded up and they were starved to death. Now, what's happening is that they're trying to starve us to death now, but they're doing it in increments. That's why the lumber prices have gone up, why food prices are going up, why they're going to try and starve us of resources while at the same time trying to implement these stupid passports and all these other things for this fake hoax.
Okay, let me, y'all sitting down? Because I saw this yesterday, and boy, did my eyes go boom, yep, boom, yep. House prices are crazy, aren't they? Housing prices are crazy. Can I tell you why? Oh, boy, you sitting down? Why are they printing all that money? They're putting more money in circulation than they have ever put in circulation before. And the largest purchaser of homes in America today are multi national corporations. You listen to me.
These international banksters.
International banksters are coming in. They flooded the zone with money. They've inflated prices so people can't afford them. And they are taking this phony money and they are buying up the homes. And what are they going to do? Why, boys and girls, they're going to rent them to you. They're going to rent them to your kids. And the only way over the history of the middle class, has the middle class been able to survive or become wealthy, is through what? Home ownership. Boys and girls, there's a nefarious plan behind the scenes with the printing of the money, low interest rates, yada, yada, yada. And these multinational corporations are coming in, swooping in, buying up these homes so that they will own them all. And you're going to have to pay rent to them.
Amen, Coach.
Oh, my goodness. Open our eyes, Lord, that we will see. Silver, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Earlier.
Thanks for your work this weekend, Joe.
You're very welcome. And we're continuing that work. So we were talking earlier about the rental cars and that kind of thing. My wife posted, she said, there's a lady that works at the car rental agency that's down the street from us. It came into the store where she works and told me the reason cars are so expensive is because they sold a lot of cars during COVID. And now everyone wants to rent cars instead of flying, and they don't have any.
That's it. Law of supply and demand, right, Joe?
Just another confirmation for everyone that's already made that in here.
Folks,
things are really a mess as far as that's concerned.
Joe, I'm not making this up. You used to go try to rent a car for a weekend. Folks used to just rent cars. People would fly into airports to do business, right? They'd fly in on a Monday and they would do their business and then they would fly out on Friday or whatever. So the cars just sat there on the weekends. There was an automobile glut. So you could rent a car literally for $17 a day on the weekend. At the end of the weekend, you had the car all weekend and you drove it to Millersburg, PA, and you brought it home and it cost you $75. Now it's $500. Why? There aren't any cars and everybody's renting them. Something going on. Veronica, come on in. And Jeff. Unmute yourself, Veronica.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you are.
I accidentally hit a button. Where am I? Sorry.
Come on in. Do you want to come in, Veronica? No?
How's it come on?
You're on right now. Do you want anything to say?
Just that I love you guys and that thing about things work well, like according to God's plan for those who love him.
Yes.
If it wasn't the fact that YouTube banned you for Sherry Tenpenny, I would have never joined the huddle, and I really love it. Thank you.
See, folks, listen. Remember this. Romans 8:20, throw it up there again. I just heard the Holy Spirit bear with me. I'm going to get you all in here. Jeff Klein's next, and then Craig's in this. So hang on. It says this, and we know. Do you know? Because that is at the heart of faith, isn't it? Knowing. Knowing what? The trust of the Lord, right? And we know that all things work together for good, not everything is good, but it will work together for good. Because Michelle's mom had that issue, I met that sweet little thing. Now, when Grandma Annie was going through her, and she had to leave her home and go to Columbus, did she think it was good? No, trials and tribulations and turmoil and fear, tears and crying. And now I get to hug little Michelle all the time. I got the sweetest little thing because Grandma, that happened to Grandma Annie. Why? Don't miss this. For good to them that love God, that's us, but to them who are called according to his purpose. See, we are not where, Michelle and I are not where we are because God loves us, because he loves everybody. They tell us, right? We are where we are because why? We have been called according to his purpose. Do you see that? Do you see that? So when the Lord purposes something that needs to be done, he's going to get it done, man. He is going to get it done if he has to disrupt some little girl down in Bluefield, West Virginia, to make it happen. Because he saw, oh, wow, that's faith. You guys probably don't believe that. Come on in, Craig, or Jeff.
Amen. I said.
Come on, Jeff and Craig.
Coach, when we got in the New Orleans airport there to leave, that 21 hours down was horrible. Pastor Bill looked at us and said, listen, we have no control. He said, when we get down there, we're getting us a rental car. We got the rental car. We got there. $375 for 2 days, they said.
Unbelievable.
So we go back, drop that car. We weren't 10 minutes walking through the Louisiana airport there. 10 minutes. Up come the bill on his phone. It went from $375 to $575. He was livid. I said, I'm going to start a rental car company. I'm going to have to do it.
It's like, there you go.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. But that's where we are. Craig, come on in.
Hey, Coach. Yes. Something that I came across.
Thanks for coming, Craig. Thanks for coming. And tell Rusty thanks for coming, too. Would you please?
Yeah. Oh, it was our pleasure. But my mom, she was, you know, getting a house settlement. And, you know, she would always read through this a big 23 pages. She didn't want to sign her name. And she found this clause. She asked a question. She said, it says that they can call my loan due in like 90 days. That the loan company can actually demand your money for your mortgage within a certain period of time. And I've asked other real estate agents and others about it, and they have confirmed it. Maybe it's something Roger could check into, but you could maybe that's why these international bankers are getting in here. They're going to have everybody's homes, and they're going to say, pay up in 90 days or fork it over.
So Craig, here's what it is. When is the church going to realize that this idea of good versus evil is absolutely so real? The wicked are flourishing. The wicked are prospering as the church plays church, because we haven't seen it as a battle and engaged that battle. So the reason prices are so high is because they're printing a bunch of money, keeping interest rates low, so they can go in and buy them. Oh, it's so wicked. Tony, come on in.
Hey, Coach, you're talking about supply and demand. What's going to happen when we lose like 40% of our population from the shot? Mm-hmm. I mean, housing is going to be in a surplus. So wouldn't the prices of housing really drop?
No, they're going to bring in people across the border. They got people coming in here. They're going to turn us into a bunch of peasants. Home ownership is a thing of the past. That's their plan, Tony. That's their plan, right? Who knows how this thing's going to develop? I know this. They want to own everything when it goes down. They want to make sure they own it. Welcome, brother. Come on in, Ohio Brett. Then we'll go to Jeff now after Ohio Brett.
Well, thanks, Coach. And I'm looking forward to help recruit. And you know how to recruit, Coach. But we got the whole team, and we will bring up, like Dale said, we're going to birth them in the battlefield. We'll birth them on the field. That's why this is the start of my day. Everybody recruiting starts with the next person you talk to. Hey, we're meeting for lunch. You know how I start my day? And then walk them right into it. CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. And I just can't tell you how excited I am. For many of you you've met me in person, and I've had the honor of meeting you, you have no idea how much you inspire me. And for those of you who I even see on this call, Silver, I have not met yet. Can't wait to meet that stud in person and what he does for this team. I see you there, Bernie Davis. I haven't met you yet, but this is my family. And I had the honor of riding back to Ohio with Betty Perkins, one of the most amazing women on this planet. Some of you heard her testimony. So powerful, but just an inspiration.
Amen. So, Brett, here's the bottom line. Folks, what hooked you here? What hooked you there? There's more out there that need to be hooked. Not everybody's going to like it, but we got to get more. We got to get more. We have to assemble the body together. And there are pieces out there that we haven't connected with.
And Coach, just if I could just get permission to share one more thing with recruiting. For those who are youthful, get them on, watch one of these episodes, because you put them right online. That amazing literature that Rochelle wrote, started going through it. Are you kidding me? There's nothing more important than grabbing a cup of coffee in the morning with your youngest of youngest. I don't care how young they are. We share the Bible with them first, right? Yep. We share the Bible with them first, and we supplement that with amazing works like what Rochelle shared.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brett. Hey, listen, I try to get first people in. I try to hang on. Come on in, Jeff Nell, then Mark Trump, then Larry, then Reggie. Let's go.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, Coach, I missed my plane. I get it. Yeah.
Awesome. But
when Steve woke me up, I expedited and I said, I'll give it to God. Stay calm, do kind of radical. So I got to the rental cars. It was quick, but there was no traffic. Then I got to the TSA line. That's where my delay was. But when I got to the gate, right next to the next gate was a flight to Las Vegas and the Reno. So it worked great. So when I got there, my baggage, one baggage got ahead of me, so I was able to get that. My other one's still in New Orleans. Yeah. So I went to baggage claim, and they said sorry and everything, but it was my mistake. I blew it, but they still gave me a $200 voucher. And I used it the next day, and I got my baggage the next day. And so several people at the church asked, are you going to the Open Operations Save America in Phoenix? Boom. I got a $90 round-trip ticket. I got a place.
Jeff, here's the best part. Because you missed your flight, you didn't have to sit beside some old fat guy who had body odor. So you got blessed, brother.
You got blessed. Absolutely, brother. You got blessed, Jeff.
You did. Come on in, Mark Trump, then Larry, then Reggie.
Yeah, I just want to pitch out about this. Everything you see going on is a cascade of events. So all of this, part of it is because of the attack, so to speak, that Trump launched on China by removing manufacturing. And then mixing what Coach said, we're dependent on that manufacturing. And that's the cascade that started whenever manufacturing halted in China. Now, the cyber attacks are related to that too, because all the people that Obama gave jobs to in China were hackers. A big percentage of them are technologists, and they're running pharmaceuticals and technology companies. And then Trump pulls it all out of China and says, all manufacturing come home. So that right there is creating a whole lot of this animosity, possibly speeding up China and the Middle East takeover of our property. So they've been doing this. Larry will tell you the Muslims have been buying land for a long time. And that's the whole agenda, what Coach is saying. Now, the second point is what generations targeted. The generation that's targeted don't see a value in owning property. The millennials, they don't see value in real property. You know, so You got all the old people dying. What happens to their property? These millennials get rich. So it's a perfect plan. It's really an interesting plan, Coach. And all of this is going to impact the supply chain. Just think about all the jobs and all the stuff being made, lumber, and it's supply chain cascade failures, you know, and the money's separate, but it's a cascading problem.
Mark, what a picture. So Michelle and I die. My kids get our home. They just want the money. They don't want the house, so they sell it off. No longer private ownership of this home. Some big corporation buys it and rents it. My kids blow all that money, and that generational wealth just went down the tubes. Come on in, Larry.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I want to say, first off, we recruit the next generation, man. My grandson is going to be on the front lines. I want to read just a very short sentence out of a letter to the editor for the next town down the road from where I live in the next county over the county line. This is a person that lives in that area, wrote this letter, and the paper saw fit to print it. Said, obviously, masses of uneducated, unproductive, raised on violent video games, mentally disturbed, male Caucasian anarchists, who describing themselves as patriots, no less, chanting Pence as they maimed and mutilated officers. She was talking about what went on the 6th of January. And if you want to motivate yourself with a little bit of anger is good motivation, that's the way the media and most of the nation views us.
That's where they're playing it. Roger, come on in.
I was just going to say, if you're in a large house, dump it quickly, because the millennials are not having kids and they're very hard to sell. There's only so many people that can fill a 4- and 5-bedroom home. That's my little input this morning. If you have a large house, dump it quick.
But put it into something tangible. Dump it and put it into something tangible. Veronica Vindale, we're winding down here. Hurry up. Your hand's still up, Veronica. I assumed you wanted to. Dale, go ahead, Dale.
Well, brother, let's go back to it. Birth your kids into battle. Teach them biblical truth that children are a blessing and a gift of the Lord. Remember Psalms 123. It's not just verse 3, blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them, talking about arrows, but it starts with verse 1. Unless the Lord build the house, they that laboreth in vain. If we're not rearing our children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, brother, we've failed that generation ourselves. We're going to sit here and say, oh, the millennials aren't having kids. That's because we've not trained them. Nothing against Roger, but truly the church has failed that, because parents go around and go, oh, you got 5 kids? Oh, my goodness. They look at that. We got to stop that. Now, just on a financial note, Coach, on a financial note, I don't sell my house. I don't let my kids go into banks with that. We buy through. And another thing that you can do as a grandparent or a parent, you can do trust funds where they can't just grab that money and just blow it. It's controlled. They don't just get to blow it.
Amen. Well, we're so far down the road. I get it, man. That's a whole show in itself. Andrew T., come on in quickly.
Oh, g'day, Coach. You are recruiting across the seas here as well. I'm in Australia to listen to you. Hey, heard a message the other day about Jonathan. The Israeli army was sitting under the fig tree up on.
Yes, sir.
I went to battle here and I'm going to do the business. He took his armor bearer with him and they did what they did. And then they had, you know, obviously the whole crew, they got the whole thing moving. But I just want to put a bit of spotlight on the armor bearer as well, because Jonathan led. But his armor bearer faithfully went with him. And once he's gone and experienced God, he's going to become a Jonathan as well. And he's going to lead into battle as well. And I think that's where our kids can get going as well with that. And yeah, just a thought for you.
Amen, Andrew. Hey, listen, each one teach one, right? Each one teach one. Folks, listen, some of you went to the abortion clinic for the first time. Stop believing the lie that your children can't handle it. You take your children to the abortion clinic and let them watch those women walk in to murder their babies. It will become real to them. This whole idea that we have to protect them from the evil. No, 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 no. You have to protect them from the evil as you expose them to evil. If you don't expose them to evil, they will never be able to recognize evil and understand that their job is to push back and fight against the evil. So Dale's keeps talking about his children being birthed in the battle. That's what he means.
Amen.
When you show up, take your kids with you. Hey, if you don't have children, you have older children, take your grandkids with you. I tell my grandkids all the time, this is what Dobbin Myers do. This is what Dobbin Myers do. We're not like everybody else. This is what Dobbin Myers do. Do you get it, folks? Because the culture is going to take them the other way. The culture is going to say, this is not what Christians do. Yes, it is what Christians do. We are a peculiar people, a royal nation, a holy priesthood. That's who we are. And that is not going to be transformed to our children by accident. Take your children and your grandchildren to the battle. Engage them in the battle. Give them something they can do. Let them learn to hold a sign. Let them see people drive by and flip you off. Let them understand what it is they are fighting against. Stop hiding and protecting them, and let's start training them. Oh, my goodness. I got to run. Busy day ahead. Busy weekend.
Amen.
I so love you armor bearers out there. God bless you armor bearers. That is, in fact, what it's about. Thank you for those who prayed, for those of you who went, for those of you who contributed, for those of you. It's a team, and we all play a role. God bless you all. We'll see you first thing Monday morning.